Sup, guys? I look real good. Looking good on a Wednesday. I'm not very attractive.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, that was like.
So I was in Minnesota at a depressing weekend. Depressing, like, week in Minnesota. And then I looked at my Instagram story, saw you with all of our friends having fun, dude.
Yeah.
I was in a hotel room just looking at it like, pieces of shit. I was, like, jealous that you guys were having fun.
Wait, what'd you guys do?
It was funny. Actually, I rarely ever go on Facebook, and I was like, I took all the apps off my phone now, so I have, even Instagram's on a desktop.
That's a fucking move, dude.
I go on never now. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to check all my messages for everything, you know, for like a half an hour, and then just turn it all off. So I open up Facebook, and then lo and behold, it was an invitation to judge the roast battle. And I called, and Beezer was doing it too. So I was like, fuck it, man. I called Beezer or whatever, and I'm like, let's go do this. And started late as fuck, by the way. Started at like 11:30.
That makes sense.
Ugh. They told me 10. I thought it'd be 8. I assumed 8.
Roast battle is a young man's game, dude.
Yeah. It's
a desperate, hungry young man's game.
For real, dude. Yeah. But we go out there. Long story short, we're out there. We're watching. Oh, I see LeMaire, dude. 2-on-1 roast battle.
Oh, LeMaire.
Wait, they stack people against each other? Like, they got...
How did that work,
LeMaire? I heard you came up with a pretty good plan that you were going to tag team somebody.
No.
Yeah.
The plan wasn't to tag team. The plan was to change the game. But we offered him.
So you planned on changing the game.
Yeah, offered him a chance to get a... We were like, dude, you get a partner. You can pick one if you don't. We had like a day or
something. Who was signed up first?
What do you mean?
So was it him versus one other person?
No.
Okay.
No. It was me versus Sean Gardini.
Yes.
Sean Gardini booked the whole thing like the day before, so we had to like get last minute people. And he asked me, and I was like, "Yeah, this guy, he's my roommate. We can go against him." And then I was like, "Oh, I want to do a tag team. I got a friend. You could get somebody if you want." And he was like, "I don't want to go with anybody." And I was like, "All right."
Damn, he rolled solo on you guys.
Damn, and he fucked you up?
He didn't fuck us up.
And he fucking
smashed
you. Wait,
his jokes weren't better. He won because it was 2-on-1.
He smashed you.
Matt, the judges roasted us better than he did.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the judges are always funnier than the fucking comics. Mm-hmm. Wait, so do you guys, like, in that roast battle, do you guys sit down with each other and, like, give each other... like ammo, or do you guys just go in totally blind?
What do you mean? Like,
because like in roast battle in LA, it's like the person you're roasting, like you'll go out and like get a beer and like get coffee and like.
No, we knew the guy. He knew us, so we didn't have to worry about getting ammo.
This was your roommate.
Yeah,
so you've been building dogs on him. He's been building a case on him.
We didn't even go into like we didn't even. We just made fun of the way he looked and like.
This was your roommate. You tried to tag team. I didn't fuck you up. Look how defensive. A defensive the boy.
LeMaire, tell your side. I'll tell the true story.
Yeah. I'm telling my side.
I don't know, dude. It seems like your roommate had like fucking pictures of you in his fucking room with like red string connected to it. And, like,
he picked you apart.
Dude,
huh?
Did his roommate? Did he true detective you?
Picked you apart, dude.
If given the chance of this roast battle, you should probably kill yourself.
No. Yeah. LeMaire threw up on the deck and fell. Then LeMaire threw up in front of everybody.
Collapsed.
Got booed and collapsed. Oh. We need to lay down in the master bedroom.
Your roommate had like a separate garage where he had all your another.
Wait. So what's the true story? What happened?
The true story is, you know, and the roast battle itself. It was LeMaire. Correct me if I'm wrong. You were going for like a kind of a more like WWF theatrical style. Roast.
Yeah. You tried to be meta.
Yeah. He was meta. LeMaire was meta.
You got to focus on just regular before show. You. You need to focus on regular before you can.
I was trying to put
graduate
on the show.
To meta.
No, but that's what I do at the roast battles in LA. Yeah. Like I have like a bunch of dumb at one point like halfway through a roast battle I pulled out all my headshots and I started signing them and giving them to people.
God, I hate that.
I know, it's the worst.
I hate what you're saying.
I had one girl I had a girl planted in the audience that came up and I took her panties out of my out of my pants and gave it back to her.
You're doing magic out
there. Oh yeah, I did.
It's wrestling.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's time to move home. The magic show is over. Back to Philly.
Well, so LeMaire was going up against this guy, and it was a tight race. I thought the guy, to be honest, LeMaire had a slight edge on you guys. The guy was legitimately winning.
Hold on. I'm sorry. LeMaire, can you tell me some of the – I know you remember him. What were some of the things you were attacking your opponent for?
No, I was like, Ned Arnold, boy rapist.
You call him a boy rapist? Yeah. Yeah, fuck, I would have been cheering for you.
Yeah, and dude, then
damn, this is the saddest. Like, this guitar is the most disgruntled I've seen LeMaire. Yeah,
he's fucked up, dude.
Because I won. We won. Our jokes were better.
What would you have won?
Because it was 2-on-1. They have a title belt that I really want now.
Oh yeah, you love wrestling.
I love wrestling. So I played wrestling. I was doing wrestling. It's wrestling.
So, yeah, but you got to go at it alone, dude. And you can't have two people in the ring at once. You know the rules of wrestling, LeMaire.
Yeah.
You broke the rules of WWE. No. Vince McMahon would have fucked
this. Vince McMahon. No, dude.
Is he this is
we're going Lucha Tag, man. We're going Lucha Tag. You can't go 2-on-1. Lucha Tag means when somebody else isn't speaking, another person can speak.
LeMaire.
You got your butt kicked.
I didn't lose.
You got your butt kicked and then you threw up. You looked like an idiot.
I'm gonna be honest. This is my first time on the show, and I don't like this negative energy.
Out of LeMaire? I know. LeMaire's, this is crazy. Normally he's so happy and fun.
That's what I thought. That's what I remembered him. All right, so then, just big old bubbly LeMaire.
I know. And then he had a fat attack, and now he thinks
he's throwing up and collapsing.
He lost a little weight. Now he thinks he's too cool for school.
Those people are the worst.
They are the worst.
Those people are the worst. Stay fat at heart.
Yes.
True. I'm telling you.
I hate him.
You gotta stay fat.
The roast battle, I'm an impartial judge. The kid, I felt like he had an edge. Because it was too discombobulated. They were all good. They're doing a good job. But Beezer, the motherfucker that he is, points out LeMaire's shoes. This is where things. And LeMaire, you were wearing some very pointy, strange shoes.
You were wearing elf shoes, dude?
I was wearing Chelsea boots.
Chelsea boots, dude.
Dude, this is what I'm talking
about. You haven't
lost
enough weight.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying.
So what are you doing wearing Chelsea boots?
I'm fashionable. Dude. I look nice.
So he busts out these Chelsea boots.
He's just like, it's like those like Chinese princesses that had to break their toes to like put them in shoes.
Dude, so Beezer's like, I just want to point out those shoes. The crowd starts
that's fucking, a great Beezer.
The crowd starts dying.
Beezer's on you. Beezer's on shoes.
Yeah,
dude.
He's
on. Beezer's like your dog Matilda, dude. He's, something happened where Beezer attacks shoes, especially on fat people, because it gets you on the. When you get fat enough, you start leaning in on shoes. Yeah. You start breaking them inwards.
Right.
You ever see that? That's one of Beezer's. That's one of Beezer's favorite targets. If he sees a fat dude with sneakers that are like leaning in, that's who he goes for, dude.
Well, Beezer, it was like a chain of events because it happened to be like a semi-black audience. So when Beezer went at the shoes and it landed, audience erupted.
Oh,
dude.
No.
Dude. LeMaire. You can't get roasted in front of black people, dude. You can't do it.
No, they're high. They're like very flammable in terms of laughter at a roast battle. Black people freak.
Damn, that's probably what all that magic was about in L.A.
True, that's what I'm saying, dude.
If he's a black audience, you're like, yo, look at this.
People are flipping tables and shit.
So then, I chimed in, and we just twisted the knife, dude. And then as LeMaire's leaving his...
So wait, this is after he took an L?
After he took an L, we just eviscerated him about his shoes. And then as he's leaving... the point gathers a thread on the carpet.
Oh no!
Took it with him for like 5 feet. To which I replied, LeMaire literally cut a rug. It was like laughter. He like walked into a wall of laughing at him.
Matt, you're forgetting about the socks.
Oh, and then he pulled up his socks, and they were stretched so far we couldn't identify the character.
Oh, yeah. It was Andre the Giant. Was it those same socks?
This time it was Mermaid Man and Cabarnacle Boy.
I told him it looked like Bert and Ernie, but his ankles were so big, it was like stretched out to unidentifiable.
Yeah,
LeMaire had his pre-diabetic socks on, dude.
Oh,
LeMaire. It was murderous, dude. It was, but again, the judge
Argyle
said.
Socks.
Hmm?
Argyle.
LeMaire, I appreciate you going out there and taking the risk, dude.
Yeah, salute, dude, for being a soldier and going out there. But, boy,
that's embarrassing.
You got hit so hard that I got wind of it.
True.
You got made fun of so badly that it was shockwaves were sent to Minnesota.
I mean,
he didn't make fun of me at all.
You got made fun of.
Yeah.
Matt, the judges made fun of me.
Dude,
it sounded
so bad that I immediately kind of looked down at my shoes for a minute just to make sure. Just to be like, oh, fuck. All right,
I can't happen to me. Wow. So your roast battle, you tried a 2-on-1, bombed, and then your pointy shoes cut the carpet.
Wait, LeMaire, did you actually bomb, or the other guy just got
He won. This guy edged it out. To be fair,
yeah.
There was a.
How do you feel about it? He keeps saying you won.
Yeah.
Or the other guy won.
I'll tell you. I know why you won.
Was it your partner that sucked?
No, because we weren't in sync. We were trying to think. When we started, we had it tight. But then when Ned came back with something, it frazzled Jay and he.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were going to blame your teammate.
I'm not.
Did you hear that? He's like, look.
I'm not blaming him.
Pardon me. This is my show. Please turn your mic off. Please turn your mic off. No, cut his mic. Cut his mic, Noah. Thank you. Look. No. I've seen it before. Now, this is exactly what happened to Beezer and Wood. In
That's
what
Beezer
is,
said.
I know. He told me that. He was like, this was worse than the mashup. Which, by the way, there's no chance it was worse than the mashup. The mashup,
the infamous
dude.
Mashup.
The mashup, dude. So I had to have told this 1,000 times. It's like my favorite thing. So it was at, was it Frankie Bradley's? No, what's the name of that
it's
place?
Frankie Bradley's.
Or the one that's upstairs with the brick wall. So it's me, Kyla, Six, and Wood on the way to this show. And Wood and Six are doing a mashup.
They were changing
the game. Much.
Wait, what do you mean a mashup?
So they, instead of doing stand-up, they were both going to go on stage and do stand-up at the same time.
This already fucking stinks.
It stunk.
It's already fucking stinks.
They thought they were the Sklar brothers. It was like, what are you doing? So they get on stage. Oh, good God, dude. I mean, it's one of the worst bombs of it, and especially if you know Wood and Six. It's so funny. So Wood gets up there. Wood got up there first, and Six was still at the bar getting one more drink before he got on. And I think Six's mic didn't work at first. So they're just standing up there. Wood was Mr. Cool, dude. Wood was... First off, Wood's Mr. Sexy. A lot of people don't know that. Like, Wood was going through a real hard, dark phase of he thought he was very hot for a while, which ate at me. I hated it. So I'm so happy to see this happen.
Well, dude, it works. It works until he opens his mouth.
Yeah.
Because dude is fucking ripped.
He's ripped, but that's it.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's just like, yo, do you guys know about turtles? And you're like, get the fuck out.
He's wearing like
a
big cardigan. And he's on stage like, yeah, which one of us would you rather fuck? Like, that's how they opened. And they were like talking to people in the audience. And people in the audience were like, neither? Neither of you? So then I'm in the back like, yes. And they just kept trying to like say stuff. And they're like, yo, tell this story. They just... bombed start to finish.
How long they do?
But like long, dude. It was like 10 to 15,
dude. It was like a solemn like 3-day like Easter weekend kind of thing.
It was then they started asking. The mashup is nuts. They started asking people in the audience questions, and one dude, they asked him a question, and the dude just goes Simadana. So then that gets a big laugh. That's the first laugh. Someone in the audience just going Simadana, and then everybody else they tried to talk to would just go, simmer down now. And they didn't think it was funny. They were just getting eviscerated. And then at the end, they get off stage.
They turn
on each other? Dude, not yet.
Did they get angry? Because I can only imagine...
They were pissed. Six was.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of fags, dude.
No, he didn't hit that. They were just taking it.
They internalized their anger. That's way fucking worse.
They kept trying to get it to work. And also, they went over there. My favorite part was they said they were going to make fun of the host. They were like, yo, we're going to fucking crush this dude. What's that guy's name? Hey.
Oh, Robert.
Yes, Robert Rule.
Robert Rule.
They thought they were going to get Bobby Rule, dude.
Oh.
And Bob Rule, baby. He got them. So they tried to trash. Like, they were like, we're going to crush him. They never got to him. They never made fun of him. While they were leaving to just people that were hated him.
Yeah.
Like, viscerally, the whole audience like were like, these guys are dickheads. Like, Wood was sitting on a stool pointing at people with his foot. He was like leaning back. He was like, which one of us would you rather fuck? And he's like, look at these abs. Like, this is like an upside down turtle shell. And people were like, simma down. But I was sitting in the back. They were walking literally straight past me to go to the car. I was sitting next to the door.
To go to the car.
They were going straight to the car. First off, I had bombed that night, and I was outside already in the car like, fuck. Came back in just to watch them bomb. Way, way worse. But they walked past me, and while Wood was, I think it was Six that was directly in front of me, it was like, you won't get the fuck out of here. Bobby Rule goes on stage, was like, that was good if you like a podcast that sucked. And I was literally face to face with Six, just like, ah! He dunked on him at the end. Oh, so then we get home. This is where the bomb. It was Six sort of came to terms with it. By the end of the night, he was feeling better.
Oh no, because he'll just get drunk. Wood is the type of guy that Wood, he'll think about it for the next. I bet he's still thinking about it.
Wood had one of the funniest fucking, like, one of those things that I'll just. I mean, it might be too mean to even bring up, but there was a female comic that was headlining the show, and he was like, "She's going to go back to New York and tell everybody we suck." I was like, "What?" Yeah, he thought his reputation was tarnished from it.
From the mashup?
From the mashup.
Dude, he takes bombing very seriously.
Then we're sitting. Yeah, he does. Yeah. We're sitting in the living room back at the house, and Saving Private Ryan's on. And it's like the opening scene, and I was like, we hadn't addressed it because it was very, very serious how bad this bomb was. Like, they were so upset. They were in the car like, yo, fucking fucked it. The whole car ride home was just them being like, fucking Philadelphia fucking sucks. Then we sit down, we're watching the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan, and I was like, yeah, this is like your guys' mashup. Just the door opens, and they just get hit. Oh, and so we're dying laughing. Six is upstairs, it's me and Wood on the couch. And then eventually Wood broke and just spazzed on me. Yeah. Like, he went from dying laughing at me being like, look at this is you guys suck. And then finally he was just like, shut the fuck up. And I thought he was kidding, so I like got in his face back. I was like, like joking, and he was like, I'll fucking kill you, dude. he fully spazzed. That was the mashup. But then they did. Oh, what made him spaz was he tried to pull a Le Maire there, which is when you're in a mashup that fails, you blame your teammate. So that's the move. Blaming each other. So don't keep mic off. Oh, so yeah, we were downstairs and Wood was like, yeah, fucking, you know, like I did. Six couldn't, and I was like, I think that was a pretty mutual bomb there. And he was like, fuck you. Yeah. Anyway, that's the mashup story. Great mashup.
So Beezer was delighted to see this mashup
To see the curse.
On the way out, Beezer was relieved of his curse of the mashup.
The curse of the
first
mashup.
First thing he talked about, he's like, dude, that was like my mashup, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I could see him just like 20 pounds lighter.
Yes.
Releasing the mashup demon.
And I've seen the demon is in Le Maire. Look how you can see the mashup demon's in. Look at him, dude.
I've never seen a mashup go well. Like, there's so many shows in L.A., where, like, the hosts, like, they open with just, like, them riffing about their day together, and it's the fucking
I had
worst.
I did that on my show at The Stand I used to do with Abby.
Yeah.
And every time I would fight Abby.
Right.
Like, every show I'd be like, well, this sucks. Just immediately.
Well, people are comfortable with different levels of bombing more than others. Some people are like, this is cool. And then some people are like, this is an unacceptable set.
Oh, yeah. So, Le Maire. Yeah. Now I see you over there. You have a lot to say. You're very straight face, very stern. Now that the demon has attached itself to you,
dude, let's exercise it. Let's get the demon out.
There's no demon.
I'll tell you how you don't get rid of it: is blaming your teammate.
I'm not
claiming you won, saying the world's against you.
No. I accept the loss long ago. That's my roommate. I have to accept the loss. I was just texting Jay. I was like, dude, I almost blamed you. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
To be honest, like, he ruined it for you. He was wearing shorts.
As he acted differently in the house, like, I would imagine, like, you would text him and be like, hey, can you do the dishes? He'd be like, hey, can you win a roast battle?
True.
No. I'm not giving him the chance.
Dude, if I was your roommate, I would shit and not flush.
That's fair.
100%.
You're going to have to beat him in, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or whatever you guys play. Sorry.
It's NBA 2K.
So, I will say, Le Maire, that you should go at roast battles on your lonesome. That was too confusing. It was too weird. I didn't know who was going to talk when. It was like, the guy was dressed like Angus Young from AC/DC.
Yeah.
It was kind of annoying.
It was the first time, and I told him I was going to wear overalls, but I changed my mind.
I also said their comedy duo should be named Metric Ton.
Or is the other guy fat?
He was just fat enough where it worked, dude. It was fun. It was so fun.
It was a good comedy duo.
Oh, it was so fun, man.
Wait, so how were the other people?
I mean, it was fun. Everyone did well. The last dude, Le Maire, let a lesson be learned from the last championship round when that one guy wouldn't accept his loss. There was a guy who went, dude, the end was Gardini. versus...
Gardini rules, by the way.
Gardini's a fucking man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gardini versus this guy from New York who, you know, the guy
Ilya
came out...
Ilya Laskin.
What?
Ilya Laskin.
Ilya Laskin. Comes out and he...
Ilya Laskin?
He came out and was like, I can't believe... So he
you
was,
should do a war mode.
Yeah, for real. So he came out and was like, oh, man, I left like a Rosh Hashanah dinner or whatever for this. And immediately the host was like, oh, don't tell anyone that. And he's like, oh, you're Jewish too. And the host's like, yeah, but I kind of keep it to myself. So then he goes... So the whole... All my feedback was just like, I just really like seeing a strong Gentile and, you know, Gardini just constantly yeah. fucking around. But then he legitimately did lose. But he was like, you know, and I think he was just kind of fucking around, but there's part of him that was like not trying to accept that. But he made a good joke of it. He was just like, I can't believe I drove all the way down here to fucking lose this song.
Yeah, that's funny.
He was a good sport. But
nice.
It was fun. It was a... Oh, the best part, in my opinion, of the whole night was I farted during the opening comedian set.
Dude, always funny.
Dude,
it never was, not funny. Listen, if I know a lot of comedians listen to this podcast. If you're an open micer in any scene, if there's ever... dead air during an open mic, which there will be a lot of. Get a fart, dude. Become legend.
Exactly.
Become legend.
Rise above.
Yes.
Dude, it was... I mean, the best part was, it was like... So the guy was on stage, and we were on a bench right next, staring at him. Like, you could, like, breathe. I could reach out and touch this guy. And I had one... I let out a test fart. Wood heard it. Wood was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Wood
turned around and was like, looking. I was like,
Woodman was delighted.
Yeah, Woodman. Yeah, he's very happy. Old dude. And then, so I'm like, all right, that's nice. I could feel I had a tumultuous stomach. I let it gather.
What'd you eat that day?
I mean, dude, I've been strictly just kind of like meat, vegetables, you know, fruit like that. You know, I've been eating pretty clean. So I have some, my body's going through changes right now.
Right.
I'm having like butt puberty right now. So I feel.
I had butt puberty from travel.
Butt puberty right
from
now?
All that travel, dude. My butt caught my period. I caught a butt period, dude. It sucked. Sorry.
You're on the Oregon Trail.
I did. Fucking... I got a bloody butt.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Happens.
Yeah. Caught a roid.
Probably a hemi. Yeah.
Caught a hemi from the travel, dude. That was a lot. That was a lot of sitting. Oof. That drive was like a 12-hour drive.
How's
in that
your
truck.
Hemi?
Hemi's good. I took care of it. Uh-huh. Went and bought some ass cream at the mall.
Nice.
Had to go to the Mall of America. Walk,
get ass cream?
Walk to the Mall of America to get Preparation H.
It's very American.
I'll tell you what. That's where the lady at the register, I buying ass cream sucks.
True.
It's a bad experience.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like at a CVS.
Did you buy an ass cream like with condoms too?
I bought.
Put some magnums up. You're like, still getting pussy.
I still have a huge dick, but also my ass is ruined. No, it was a Muslim. Everybody in Minneapolis is Muslim.
Muslim?
Yeah, for real.
Who would have fucking thought?
I know. And so she still had the full uni on.
With a mask too?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
no,
like,
no. She was wearing the fucking.
Oh, it's covered
just
up
the
anyway.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Perfect to buy Preparation H from.
True.
No facial. No judgment. Just put it down. Just her eyes.
Just
perfect.
Yeah,
I was like, thank you.
That's
this
actually,
is good.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Anyway,
I had to buy. So, yeah. When I had that bad I think people tell me it wasn't even a hemorrhoid. It was like something.
You had
worse.
Something. You had something wild, dude.
I couldn't even walk, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, my I used to have hemorrhoids that would like literally like almost like blow up like a golf ball.
That's what I had.
Christ.
Something like that.
Dude, it was fucking brutal.
I said it once. I was one and done. Dude.
You had his was. Mm-hmm. All right. Look.
Oh, sorry.
People get mad when we talk assholes. Sorry about that.
Wait, really?
Sorry.
Well, I do want to.
Yeah, a bunch of our people are like, Matt's always talking about assholes and shit. It's like,
true.
Assholes and shit rule.
We should,
anyway,
though.
Back to the
fart
story.
If that should be our philanthropy of like just going out and like going out to the guys in the streets and treating hemorrhoids. That should
See,
be our charity.
Dude, we should, like.
I think we should just rebrand Preparation H.
I know.
Call
Does it,
like,
it have to be bright fucking yellow?
Yeah, call it, just call it like cool guy cream.
Yeah.
Big
Put
dick
it, like,
re-
in a,
call
yeah.
it big dick relief.
Yeah. Put it in a black box with lightning bolts on it.
Yeah.
Like,
that yellow box is...
Oh, it's brutal.
Dude, I pocket it. I fucking put it in my front pocket in my hoodie when I walked to the... You can't be walking around a Walgreens with just people are
oh,
in there
Oh, it's the
buying...
last thing you got to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also in my bathroom, my guest bathroom, is all like my butthole kit is. So
Why
it's
do you
like,
keep your butthole kit in your guest bathroom?
That's the one I go to.
Oh, okay.
Because
I
leave a seat up. I'm a bad boy. But the bad boy. Oh, so I'm doing
yeah,
right
I
gotta, next.
I gotta hear this. Fuck.
I'm right next to the comic, so I let a tester out. Wood gets a taste. Wood like. Wood likes it.
Wood got the app.
Wood got yeah.
He got the sizzlers. He got the app.
Woods like, I'm liking that. I'm like, yeah, there's more where that came from. So wait, dude, this guy's going, and then it's a little bit dead air between a joke. It wasn't even like a joke that didn't land. It was a kind of like a pause between stuff. Crowd goes silent. Dude, I'm on a wooden bench. I just tilt. I give myself like a 12-degree lift on the right cheek. So loud, dude. He stops. The crowd starts laughing. He stops and is like, did you just seriously fart through my set?
Yes.
Oh, it was. And then, so that was the very beginning. So that was like for 5 minutes, all four of us. It was Wood, me, Shaner, Six. And we're on a bench doing a live comedy show, trying not to laugh, which is making us laugh harder.
So much fun.
Into the next warm-up comedian set. And then I started thinking about Ruby Ridge when you farted. I just settled myself
you
down.
You might have been there for that.
I think you might have been. I just settled myself down, dude. From what was going on. Dude, it was like I was laughing so hard that like my veins were throbbing in my head. Yeah. And then I remember when Shane farted during – there was Ruby. Remember Ruby?
Yeah.
So she was taping for Comedy Central.
She – showed up.
I forgot about this.
So she showed up, and in her defense, she probably was, because I think Comedy Central was like, please, can one woman be funny? Women that do comedy, all eight of you across the country, please, somebody send us a storytelling tape. I think it was for, what's that, Ari's show.
Oh, This Isn't Happening. Yeah.
So she set up a camera, I think told everybody,
yeah,
at the open mic. At a fucking open mic, that she was filming this set for Comedy Central, and it was like a 15-minute story. So they gave her a 15-minute spot to tell this story at the Raven. Ugh, what a fucking wild choice. Wild choice. But all the comics stand in the back right next to where her camera was, and she had been bombing for probably 10 of the 15.
Yeah.
At which point I did, in fact, unleash... a very hard fart, like a very aggressive laugh. The type of fart that you will get hemorrhoids from if you can push, just pushing farts. And it reached the stage in Raven, which is crazy because...
That's a big distance.
That's big distance. It was crowded. There's a DJ downstairs, so there's music. I mean, that fart was so loud that she stopped. Place goes nuts. She's like, fucking, who did that? The hardest laugh of the set, which was the best part. We need to get that tape from Ruby.
I need that, man. I'm trying to get the tape of my fart from Gas Station.
Oh, you'll get that.
I need that. Hopefully they filmed.
They did.
Okay, I think that's the thing that should catch on. I think more, if you're bombing as a comic, just let one fucking rip and then become a phoenix from the ashes.
Or save your friend and let a fucking fart.
That's so funny. Me and Six were talking about that, just farting on stage. While bombing. I've never seen anybody do it.
No, I don't think people can make gas while they're on stage.
I know, right? I know. That's what I was saying. That's what I said to him. I was like, because I fart a lot, and I've never once on stage been like, oh, I got to hold this farted, ever.
It's pulling the sword from the stone. If you're a comedian and you can fart on stage,
dude,
you're King Arthur, dude.
Bow out, dude.
While talking,
we cancel comedy. Comedy ends after that.
That's the whole point of stand-up comedy is to catch a fart.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were in a big crowd, like doing stand-up, and you put the mic... Actually, what you could do is be like, excuse me, sound guy, my mic's a little low. Could you turn that up? So I'd be like, I'm going to whisper for this next bit. So could you please turn the mic up? Put it the whole way up. Just
burn. Plus, it'd be amazing, too, if it's an arena, so you hear it. You're like, wah, wah.
You're watching the screen. You see the mic go down. It's like...
Dude, that's it.
That's the best way to end a comedy special. Comedy's I can't over. Think of a better way to end a special.
Oh, if, I would quit. I would quit.
Dave Chappelle just...
That's it.
Good night. And he throws it down.
I would literally quit. If another comic... If I did that or another comic did it, I'd be like, my efforts are futile.
Yeah.
I'll never match.
That funny.
I'll never match that guy's Damn. Live fart.
We're talking comedy, dude. It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
Matt's back in the game.
True.
I also love
it. Now we're talking comedy.
We are talking comedy.
You want to talk comedy?
Comedy,
bro, dude. Don't do the road. Anybody listening to this that wants to do stand-up, never do the road by yourself. It does suck.